WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Doge deadline has come and gone. A new post on X from Elon Musk Monday night telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, "If Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week, he should get to know each department and agency and learn about the jobs he's trying to cut."
ABC's Mary Bruce. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the rosary outside the Vatican for Pope Francis, who remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement. He's still receiving oxygen while battling pneumonia and mild kidney failure. This is ABC News. Iran is a big concern in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia has been a great partner in the region. That from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth Monday during a meeting with his Saudi counterpart, Prince Khalid bin Salman, at the Pentagon.
"We've got tremendous opportunities to pursue security and stability in the Middle East, combat terrorism, and increase mutual prosperity."
More than 100 corrections officers are on strike at New York State's Coxsackie Correctional Facility. Corrections officers have been striking or picketing at about 30 prisons across the state in the past week, calling for better pay, heightened security, and a reversal of limits on solitary confinement.
"No one has ever seen the amount of violence and disregard for the safety of the officers, not to mention the fact that staffing is at an all-time low."
That's retired corrections officer Ed Ventry. He says workers face deteriorating conditions. The strike's not authorized by the Corrections Officers Union. The governor, Kathy Hochul, announcing legal action. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
"I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit."
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America: Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies across the area as temperatures drop into the lower 30s. A west wind a bit on the breezy side. Going into your Tuesday, though, sunshine developing with highs in the lower 40s. A little rain Tuesday night. It's 42 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we welcome Zane Statz, a local graphic designer, painter, and incredible mural artist.
Plus, Harriet Redmond stops by to fill us in on the Fox Cities Kids Expo that takes place this Saturday.
Join us.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Michael Cohen, the principal of Crisis-X, a crisis management company, previously served as the personal attorney to Donald Trump, formerly the executive VP of the Trump Organization, special counsel to Trump. He's the author of 2 books, most recently Revenge, and he's the host of a podcast called Mea Culpa with Michael Cohen, which I will be on later today. He's also the co-host of the Political Beatdown. He's a political commentary. He's got a great Substack newsletter, therealmichaelcohen.substack.com, and over on Blue Sky, michaelcohen212.bsky.social. And Michael, welcome back to the program. It's been quite a while.
Good to see you, Tom. It's been more than a day.
Yeah, it has. It definitely has. So, first of all, just for our listeners out there, I just want to let people know after you and I have a conversation here for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm gonna throw it open to our listeners to call in and ask questions of you, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, sure. Perfect.
Okay, cool. So, Jeremy will be lining up callers who are specifically have questions for you. I've noticed over on your Substack, Robin, I read your Substack, I subscribe to it, I recommend it, I think it's just great. You've been writing about the threat of a billionaire administration, and pointing out how Trump has corrupted Eric Adams. I guess he was corrupt to begin with, and you argue that Pam Bondi is laying the groundwork to make sure that her boss is untouchable. While Trump is waging war on the press. This all seems to be kind of one thing. Knowing Donald Trump as well as you do and having been thrown in prison by him as you were, what do you think the game is here?
The game is total power, total authority. One of the things that I've talked about in the book Revenge is Donald is a transactional individual. This is not about what so many of the pundits that you hear on television talking about, that he is a shadow government and he's allowing Elon Musk, who's the real president, with him. None of that is accurate. It's all great hyperbole. It makes for a great story. It's wonderful if, in fact, you were living in Gilead in The Handmaid's Tale. But that's not the reality here. The reality is Donald Trump is seeking to create a scenario where, as he stated earlier, he intends to destroy our tripartite system of government. He intends to rewrite the Constitution. And the more I talked about it, the more I used to get pushback from individuals that said, stop it, it's not true, you're just being hyperbolic. No, I'm not. In fact, what he is doing right now, which is straight out of the Project 2025 playbook, he is attempting to dismantle the legislative branch, which I believe he's already done, when you start to see the senators capitulating to some of the nominees that Donald Trump has put forth for various different positions. One of the things that you see is nobody wants to fight with him. Well, it's not just the legislative branch. It's the judiciary as well as the Supreme Court that made that terrible ruling about presidential immunity. So what is his goal? His goal is to be able to take full and total control over the U.S. Government.
Wow. Wow. It seems pretty evident to me as well. My op-ed today over on HartmanReport.com, my Substack newsletter, is my concern that Thursday is the 92nd anniversary of the Reichstag fire in Germany. I'm curious your thoughts on the possibility that Donald Trump would use a terror attack against the United States, whether real or staged. I'm assuming real is will be enough to declare a state of emergency, to use the Insurrection Act, to basically suspend the Constitution and make himself emperor for life.
Well, I don't think he needs to actually have a war or even the threat of a war within which to do that. He's already talking about 2028. Now, you know, a lot of people will say, yes, but look at his age and look at his health and so on. His family has a longevity gene. I can assure you on that. And one of the things I had talked about, even again in the book Revenge Early, is that he intends to stay. He's not looking to give up the power. He enjoys the ability to get other leaders around the world, regardless of whether they're third world countries, second world, or they're G7 countries, to capitulate, to come, to bow down, and to kiss the ring. I know this all sounds so crazy. Unfortunately, all you need to do is turn on your television set, and you are seeing this as a reality. And I'm shocked. I'm truly shocked that we have gotten to the point that this is where we are at as a country. But he's not going to need to start a war within which to try to effectuate this, we'll call it supreme leader monarchy ideology.
Yeah, well, my concern is that, you know, some idiot might set off a bomb at the Capitol building or something, and that might be enough for Trump to use. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, first of all, it's not so easy to get into the Capitol, and if anybody has been through that between the...
Well, I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be, you know... But anyway, okay, let's move along.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't see that. I believe he thinks that by rewriting the Constitution, he will have the ability to go a third term, a fourth term, and basically, as you stated, to insert himself as a dictator or as a monarch, a king for life.
Yeah. In other words, he doesn't, in your opinion, he doesn't need an event, a triggering
no.
event. You had a fascinating conversation with Jim Acosta a day or three ago. In which Jim was suggesting that Trump, you know, delights in owning the libs, and you were saying that Acosta's suggestion was not the way to defeat Donald Trump. How do we defeat Donald Trump? What is the best way to take this?
Well, this is where the new head of the DNC needs to gather around individuals who actually know and understand Donald. One of the things that you need to do is you need to be reactive. And that means not take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month within which to get a response back where, you're just putting something out there in an op-ed. If I hear one more Democrat turn around and say, well, what we'll do is we're going to put out an op-ed. To be honest with you, you're wasting your time with the op-ed. Few people are actually reading them and or actually even absorbing what the predicate is of that op-ed. You need to go to social media, whether it's going to be on the TikTok platform, whether it's going to be on Substack, on Blue Sky, and you need to make it simple, right? You know, like the old expression, Tom, you know, it's the economy, stupid. Well, in this specific case, it is social media stupid because you're starting to see the young generation, Gen Z, as an example. They spend more time absorbing their news information from social media platforms like a TikTok, like X, like Blue Sky, like Substack, than any place else. And we cannot afford to lose that group as well. On top of that, grassroots. We need to establish old school grassroots campaigning. You know, one thing I was explaining to Jim, because we have something called Michael Mondays on Jim Acosta's Substack, where we go live and we engage in this type of conversation. One of the important things is we have to acknowledge that Democrats, as long as Donald Trump is anywhere near the levers of power, we will never be able to outraise them in these campaigns. And it used to drive me crazy when you're listening to people turn around and say, well, we need to raise money, we need to raise money, we need to have money for, you know, more advertisements, more newspaper ads and so on. That's not how you win a campaign anymore. And whether or not the Democratic Party raises $1 billion or $2 billion, which is unheard of, Elon Musk could stroke that check as a single individual and never think twice about the amount. So there is no amount of money that we can raise that's going to make a difference. We need to own the scenario via social media.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. We're talking with Michael Cohen, the former attorney to Donald Trump, the author of multiple books, including most recently Revenge. And he's got a great Substack newsletter, therealmichaelcohen.substack.com. You can find him on Blue Sky at michaelcohen212.bsky.social. We'll be back with your calls for Michael Cohen in just a few seconds. Stay tuned. 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Michael Cohen answering your questions right after this.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88%. Off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 95% off FedEx rates, which is pretty amazing. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business. Pardon me. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom. Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Cohen, the former attorney for Donald Trump, and Barbara in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You are on the air with Michael Cohen.
Hey, Michael. I just first of all want to say how much I appreciate your courage and what you've done for this nation. I'm a 54-year, I'm 75, but I've done health care and education for 54 years in the southern state. And I am tired of the people saying, oh, we just have to hold back. No, what you said about social media is absolutely true. We need to go after social media. Nobody's listening to freaking MSNBC or Fox. The people that are doing that, they're out, okay? So what I need right. from you... Because the judicial system, and I listened to Joy Vance this morning, and she just is, like, amazing. But we've lost it. We've lost the judicial, and we've lost everything else, and we need your help, Michael.
Well, I'll tell you, another thing that I believe the DNC needs to do is they start to need to put together a list of, say, 10 people. You could Jamie Raskin, Eric Swalwell. You need to have people like Harry Dunn or Michael Fanone, myself, maybe like a Scaramucci. There are tons and tons of people who are Norm Eisen, as an example, Harry Littman. You know, you want to bring them onto a stage. You want to re-engage with the voters. That's the problem with the DNC. They somehow have decided that whether it's marginalized communities or certain areas, that they, well, we already have them, so let's focus someplace else. And I say, no, that's not how the game works. We need to get back into grassroots. We need to hold each other's hands and let, Barbara, let me let you know, things will be okay. I promise you, we will fight to the end in order to protect our sacred 249-year Democratic Republic. We are not going to allow the billionaires, as I wrote in my Substack today, the billionaires are playing whack-a-mole with our government. No. It's time that we take the mallet. We start whacking the billionaires in the opposite direction, that they have figured out how to use and abuse the system to a point that financially we can't stop them anymore. I mean, imagine that. A guy who became rich as can be, the richest man in the world, off of subsidies for electric vehicles. I mean, imagine that, that this guy has basically taken a sledgehammer or a chainsaw to our Democratic Republic, to our norms. Now, I want to be clear about something. There are things that I totally agree with Trump on. I just don't like the manner to which they're messaging it or the way that they want to implement it. I think it's fair to say that our country has had issues with its immigration policies for the last 50 years. Okay. And it's such a tough issue that every president before has kicked that can down the road. Well, Trump has decided he's not kicking the can down the road. He's just going to run over it with a Sherman tank, and he's going to flatten it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to reopen Guantanamo Bay. Imagine this, right? Which is in Cuba. We're going to reopen Guantanamo Bay. We're going to start sending people, let's say from the West Coast, from California, put them on an airplane, send them over to Guantanamo Bay, 30,000 beds. Now you got to feed them, house them, the whole bit. But they need to go back, for example, to Mexico. Well, Mexico is like a 3-4 hour bus ride. Here you're going to put them in an airplane, send them 9.5-10 hours to Guantanamo Bay just to send them back. That doesn't sound normal, especially if it's being done by a program, an agency, a department, because I don't even know what DOGE even is. I know what it stands for as an acronym, but is it a department? Is it an agency? Is it a program? I thought that government efficiency would be you do it for the cheapest and the quickest. You don't shoot people off to Guantanamo Bay, which is like a 9-10 hour flight, then just to send them the opposite direction back. It just seems redundant.
Michael Cohen is with us.
All of us in front of people like yourself and make sure that each and every day
to the Tom with their program. Camera. Call 202-808-9925.
Michael Cohen is with us until about 10 minutes before the top of the hour, 50 minutes after. We'll be back. Michael, we've got a break, a 5-minute break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Doge deadline has come and gone. A new post on X from Elon Musk Monday night, telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, if Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week, he should get to know each department and agency and learn about the jobs he's trying to cut.
ABC's Mary Bruce. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the rosary outside the Vatican for Pope Francis, who remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement. He's still receiving oxygen while battling pneumonia and mild kidney failure. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies across the area as temperatures drop into the lower 30s. A west wind a bit on the breezy side. Going into your Tuesday, though, sunshine developing with highs in the lower 40s. A little rain Tuesday night. Right now, it's 40.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We'll notice your improved health or your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you go over to fieldofgreens.com and check out all the different products that they have, all basically, you know, this great combination of fruits and vegetables, dried fruits and vegetables, as powder. Just choose the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get 20% off your first order. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Michael Cohen is taking your calls until 50 minutes past the hour for about another 20 some odd, if I'm doing my math right, minutes. Trump and, Denise in Calumet, Michigan. You wanted to ask Michael about Trump? You're on the air with Michael Cohen.
Okay, thank you. You've talked about social media, and lately I've been seeing a lot about this guy named Alnor Musyavev and Yuri Savets, who are former KGB people, and that Trump was compromised in 1987 because he was an easy target. What do you know about that? I will take this offline.
I'll be honest, I don't. That's 1987. In 1987, I was a junior in college. I'm not aware of it. I want to go, and that's a great, great point, because this is a mistake that Democrats continuously make. Remember when the Steele dossier first came out? All of a sudden, there were these rumors, there were these reports that I was in the Czechoslovakia, in Prague specific, that I had gone there with $10 million in cash, and I was there to pay off a bunch of Russian compromats on behalf of Paul Manafort. None of that is true. I've never been to Czech Republic. I've never been to Prague. I gave them my passport. They now turn around and say, well, maybe you have another passport. No, I only have an American passport. The problem is these stories come out and they live forever. You cannot get rid of them no matter how hard you try. That was a massive, massive mistake by the Democratic Party, trying to take something as worthless as the Steele dossier and to build an entire scenario on why Donald Trump should not be permitted to run for the presidency of the United States. If you want to go after Donald Trump for not being competent to run for the United States, go after that. Instead, what they're constantly doing is trying to find reasons that legitimately don't exist. The whole Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah, we were looking to build like a $500 million property there. Well, hello, the Trump Organization is a real estate development company. They have, you know, projects in Scotland and Ireland. They have projects, you know, in South Korea. They have, you know, projects in India. They have projects, you know, in the Arab Emirates and so on. I mean, they have projects all over the place. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, let's make a big deal over this. And what that did is it gave Donald Trump, remember, he's transactional and he is an incredible, incredible branding specialist. The guy may be the best brander in the entire world. Think about what he was able to do. He was able to twist it and make himself into the victim of that story. He is not the victim of the story. In fact, I am. But he took it as that he was the victim, and he used that to constantly propel himself up and up and up in the polls. Again, government is so afraid of him and what he wants to do that he is now going to become the victim, and he rode that victimhood all the way back to the White House.
Okay. We have a small technical issue here with our video in the studio, but everything else is good, Michael. Ingrid in Myerstown, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Michael Cohen.
Yes, hi, Tom and Michael. Michael, I just want to congratulate you. We love to see when you're on any of the programs, and we're just proud of your continual stance against Trump. Also, I was glad to hear you say that you feel that throwing more money to the Democrats is not the answer. Musk really brings it to a head, but I think we have to look at it like you said. I mean, this could be a blessing. It could be a way to turn the party around and the whole political system around. Thank you.
It needs to be turned. Thank you for that, because it needs to turn around. If we are going to capture this upcoming midterm, the only way to do it is to grassroots this and to put out the best possible people that you can. You know, the better the qualifications, the better the chances are, the better the likelihood that we will have the success that we want and that we desperately need in 2026.
Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York, you're on the air with Michael Cohen.
I'm running for Congress. I'm going to run against Jerry Nadler.
Good on you. Good on you.
Yeah. All right. Michael Cohen, I'm so glad that you're on this, and I'm so glad that you just got to saying that they need to go to the social media to get the message out. You're so right on it. Sunday night, I watched CBS's 60 Minutes. Was a wonderful program. But, you know, the only people that heard it are people who still turn on a TV like that. If that were on social media, it would get much more response. And I've taken part protests.
You are so right. And by the way, it's not just social media that we have to go to. Netflix and Hulu and all of these streaming services. You know how many people actually get their news from miniseries, or they get them from documentaries? It's incredible. You speak to people. You know, Tom reads like 10,000 books a year. Find somebody that reads 100 a year. I mean, I do, only because I talk about it on my podcast, or I write about them on my Substack, right? But short of that, young kids today, they're reading their school books. They don't read other books. They're getting their info from social media or from documentaries or streaming services. We need to attack that area, and we need to dominate the storyline.
Dale in Fort Myers, Florida, you're on the air with Michael Cohen.
Hi, thanks you guys, and thank you, Mr. Cohen. You've been through a lot. Quickly, I was a United States Peace Corps volunteer in a country that experienced a coup d'etat. I watched it happen over a period of 3 years. I predicted it. No one believed me. It occurred. The country was Fiji. It was 1987. My question to you, Mr. Cohen, is do you think Mr. Trump would try to commit a coup d'etat in our country?
Or has he already?
You know, I was going to say that as well. You know, one could say that he's already done that. And the Supreme Court, I think, gave him the power within which to do it. He basically has presidential immunity for anything that he does, so long as he claims that it is in the national interest or for national security purposes. Do I think that he could be successful in a coup? I do not. I do not. I don't believe that even the bulk of Republicans who are knee-deep into the cult, the MAGA cult, want to see their constitution shredded, that they want to see their civil liberties and their rights dissipated. I just don't see it happening. There is still a large number of people that do not care, but I think the bulk of America, when pushed, will absolutely fight back.
Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you're on the air with Michael Cohen.
Hi, Mr. Cohen. Nice to talk to you. And keep up the good fight.
Hi, Susan.
I wish you would take a little time in your researches to look at Idaho. which is kind of a bellwether on MAGA. We went MAGA before it was MAGA. And here's a culmination of what happened over the weekend. We only have Republicans here now. And at a open house, a forum for constituents in Coeur d'Alene up in the north at Panhandle of our state, a Democrat, a three-time Democrat candidate in the local county, Kootenai County, was dragged out of a public forum by what I could only call brown shirts, a private security company that was not operating under the code of the city of Coeur d'Alene, under the direction of the county sheriff, who was there directing their activities to anybody who was dissenting. The natives in this state right now are a little restless because our legislature is trying to cancel our Medicaid expansion. They're establishing private school vouchers in a state that really doesn't want that. And people were there objecting, and there were a couple of Democrats, of whom this one lady, Teresa Borenhol, who is a three-time candidate in the local county for our legislature, and so was well-known to the sheriff by just her appearance, was dragged out by plainclothes security who handcuffed her with zip ties, dragged her out, pulled her blouse halfway off her chest, took her shoes were lost, and this is just how things devolve in this kind of situation. Can private security zip tie an American citizen who is not being arrested by law enforcement?
No. First of all, private security is exactly that. They're private security. Now, you know, they can escort somebody out, but they don't have their right to put their hands on you. You know, that's law enforcement, and you do have to be breaking the law. Now, if she was acting in an unruly manner, they certainly have the right within which to remove somebody, but not private security. It's unauthorized and it's improper, and they're subject to a lawsuit.
Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Michael Cohen. And by the way, we've got about two minutes here before Michael has to run, and we're going to, you know, end this segment here.
Okay. This is very quick. So I just want to say I was at the Driscoll Hotel in Austin, checked on a business trip when the announcement came that the FBI had raided your house and your studio, I mean your office. And what I just want to say is, well, have you made lemonade out of lemons, brother? You've been a great example, and it's really inspiring. So I just want to acknowledge that. The reason for my call is that...
I appreciate that. I don't know if I would use the term making, you know, lemonade out of lemons here. You know, what I have lost can never be returned to me, whether it's, you know, happiness, my family's, you know, happiness. Yeah. That you never get it back, because that was the beginning of the entire downfall. And, you know, it was, in my opinion, I thought the way the Southern District of New York, the prosecutors handled the whole thing, was completely inappropriate. Remember, you know, I was acting in the direction of and for the benefit of my boss, for now President Donald J. Trump. How I could be the only one to hold accountable. I didn't have the affair, you know, and...
And for time, because this is really important to me, the Tom was on with Roe and talked about the drop in polls will cause Trump to pull back the throttle. And he's on the position, and I am too, hollering at the TV all day, that's just going to make him more aggressive. What do you think?
Oh, he doesn't need anything to make him more aggressive. He has, in his mind, he has a process. He has a program. Project 2025 is just that, which I found amusing in a very strange way when he said he doesn't even know what Project 2025 is. He didn't know any of the people that were working with or for, despite the fact that more than a dozen people working on his campaign are involved heavily with Project 2025.
Yeah, it's absolutely
that 920. I mean, it's a 922-page manifesto. on converting a democracy into an autocracy.
Michael, I know you've got to run. We're out of time here, but hang on just a second.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Michael Cohen, thanks so much for dropping by. And in about 10 minutes in an hour and 10 minutes, I'll be with you on Substack. So everybody check out Michael Cohen's Substack.
Yes.
Michael, thank you.
Tom, I will see you there.
Okay. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
gun throws salutes. They say it's a joke, but the proud boys cheer. The fire gets stoked. Blood and soil reeks and race. Same old demons in a brand new place. They raise their hands, they shout their hate. But the headlines say it's a big mistake. Wink and a nod, another disguise. But we see the truth behind their lies. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis. Cover your eyes.
Welcome back, 54 minutes past the hour. Brian in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I wasn't able to listen to the show earlier. I've been on the phone all day with our union and my manager at the VA in Madison. I'm a nurse there. I work in mental health. And I just wanted to talk to you about the email that Elon sent us and what our VA is telling us to do. They're telling us to go ahead and comply. But I just don't understand how this could be happening. Like, I shouldn't have to validate me being a nurse at the VA to some former billionaire. I'm just beside myself. I'm sick to my stomach, and like I'm sitting in my car right now deciding if I even need to drive to work to email him back. I just don't know what to do.
I would recommend that you follow the advice of your bosses play the game for now. It's important that you keep your job if you're doing good and important work for the VA, and it certainly sounds like you are, Brian. This too shall pass. These guys are engaged in overreach that is of epic proportions, and I believe it was Tim Snyder. It might have been somebody else who suggested that, you know, within a month this thing is going to fall apart for Trump. We'll see. But don't put your job at risk. It's just to make a statement. It's not worth it. Having a job is a really important thing. Brian, thank you for the call, and good luck. Good luck. I wish you the very
thank
best.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was kind of listening to Michael's conversation. I really like him, and I like you because you're kind of a steadying. He gets rather excited, and I do tend to get that excitement when he's talking. Mm-hmm. And he said some. What did he say? Well, the Supreme Court gave him immunity, and I am here to say the Supreme Court can't give President Trump immunity. That's not part of their domain. We can fight back against the Supreme Court.
How?
If we were at war, which we're not, we would have several different plans to go all around the enemy. We have one that's going right at him. Let's get the Supreme Court. Let's every single day we'll go up to the stairs. We'll go up to where they work. We'll go up to, when they get out. And we will bug them, and we will throw our words against them for what they have taken away from us. And we have a lot in the list. We need to fight the Supreme Court as well.
I get it. Lori, thank you for the call. On the other side of the break, the Reichstag fire 2.0. Is Donald Trump going to use a crisis to suspend the Constitution? Stay with us. It's 57 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now, and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who talks health and the Oscars. And mob expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk the mafia and urban legends. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says his tariffs on Mexico and Canada will start next month.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries.
25% tariffs on America's two largest trading partners. Midnight in Washington, D.C. came and went. That was a deadline for 2 million federal employees to report their accomplishments last week after an ultimatum from Elon Musk. And Monday evening, Musk doubling down, posting an exit. Workers will be given another chance, and failure to respond a second time will result in termination. On Monday, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a controversial U.S.-drafted resolution that does not call out Russian aggression adopted by the United Nations Security Council. In Argentina,